The explanation of everything. Old pity man in his parlous state, we weep, we grieve for all his troubles great. But while there's cause indeed for tears and heartfelt groaning, we'd like to pause and think, take heed, and for just a bit suspend our direful moaning. And so instead, on man's fiendish fix and truly awful fate, let us briefly here reflect and calmly commiserate. Man's greatest gift is thirst for knowledge. He seeks cap and gown, an advanced degree in life's hard college. He longs to know the why and wherefore, and what on earth he's really there for. Alas, no matter how hard he tries and thinks, his line of thought is beset and fraught with twists and breaks and knots and kinks. The future's mum, and just won't reveal the shipwreck dire or the even keel. And push far back into cosmic history, we bump and stall against the unyielding wall of primal cause and cosmic mystery. Thus, man's desires at both ends are blocked. His grandest dreams and highest aims are mocked. And so it is that man, that ambitious thwarted smidgen, so oft does turn to foolish, false religion. He makes up stories to suit his needs, though facts be damned or missing or ill at ease, and logic twists and thoughts must bend like reeds. When truth is hidden and facts are shy, why, we just as soon believe a lie. So there you have it, our sorry state, and the reasons why it won't abate. The mankind child, the long-sought lolly, but life quite stern, no uncle jolly. And in the end, the rise and rule, we cannot lie, though a king be fool, of purest, direst, desperate folly.